And happy Father's Day tomorrow, June 21st. So I want to start with a story I read on the internet. A few years ago, a father and his young son were at a grocery store. The boy accidentally knocked over a display of apples. Apples rolled everywhere. The father could have scolded him, embarrassed him, or hurried him along. Instead, he knelt down, smiled, and said, "It's okay, buddy. Let's fix this together." They picked up the apples side by side, laughing as they worked. What a wonderful story. One that could stay with us, not because it was dramatic, but because it is kind. And kindness, I believe, is one of the most powerful legacies a father can give. Please turn with me to Proverbs chapter 19. Proverbs chapter 19. I have many favorite verses, and this is one of them. Proverbs 19, verse 22. Says here, "What is desired in a man is kindness." And the margin says, "loving kindness." What is desired in a man is loving kindness. That's what people want. That's what God wants. He wants us to be people who show and believe and act on loving kindness. So what is the heart of fatherhood? When we think of fathers, we often think of strength, protection, provision of needs, guidance. All these can be good qualities and are appreciated if they are expressed appropriately. But strength without kindness is brutality, and protection without kindness is oppression. True strength is not only about power and authority, it's also about the courage to be kind. And this applies to all of us. You know, we see that our Father God is kind to all. Please turn with me to Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. I'll just read in verse 35. Luke chapter 6, verse 35. Jesus said, "But love your enemies. Love even your enemies." Obviously, we want to love our family, our spouses, our children. But Jesus said, "Love even your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return. And your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. For he is kind to the unthankful and evil. Therefore, be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful." Yes, we want to be sons and daughters of the Most High. He is the Almighty, the Most High God, the powerful God, who is kind even to the unthankful and evil, merciful too. We should imitate our Father in heaven so we can be sons and daughters of God. And please also turn now to Jeremiah chapter 9. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23. Jeremiah 9, verse 23. "Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his might or his strength. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the eternal, the ever-living one, the Yahweh. I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord." Yes, our God delights in loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness. Kindness is not weakness. It's a quiet force that can shape character, build trust, and teach children how to treat others. A father's kindness can become the blueprint for how his children will interact with the world. So why does kindness matter more than ever? We live in a time when the world can feel rushed, competitive, and sometimes harsh. Our children are growing up in an environment where they will face criticism, comparison, and pressure. In such a world, a father's kindness, as well as a mother's love, is like a safe harbor. It tells a child, you are valued. You are loved. Children who are secure in their father's love and kindness are better able to cope with life's challenges. A 2023 systematic review of 43 studies found that a father's role in modeling emotional regulation and emotional quality of a father and child interaction significantly predict a child's ability to regulate their own emotions. This suggests that fathers who consistently respond with kindness and emotional support help children develop coping skills that endure into adolescence. So, what are some examples of kindness in action? Kindness from a father can take many forms. Here are a few examples, frankly, that apply to all of us. Number one, listening without distraction. Putting down the iPhone. Turning off the TV. Giving full attention to a child or spouse. How many of us try to carry on conversations while we're also looking at the phone? And is not our Father in heaven, isn't he always ready to hear our prayers? Yes, he is. Number two, encouraging instead of criticizing, focusing on the child's effort, not just results. Results are important, and yet effort is also important. In the parable of the talents, the one who had two talents, he ended up with four, which was less than the guy who started with five, right? But he received the same reward. Why? He doubled what he was given. So in the parable of the talents, our Father in heaven focuses on the effort as well. We should too. Three, modeling respect. Treating others from waiters to strangers with dignity. In the book of Job, which I'm reading through again, does not God treat even Satan with politeness? Yes. And four, forgiving mistakes. There could be a lot more. But forgiving mistakes, showing that errors can be an opportunity to learn and not just reasons for shame. Does not our Father in heaven put our sins as far as east is from west when we repent? On a human level, these acts may seem ordinary, but to a child, they can be extraordinary. And on a spiritual level, they are reflective of God's character. I'll find it. There we go. So let's address a misconception. Some might say, if I'm too kind, my children won't be tough enough for the real world. And indeed, a father must teach, correct, and guide children with love, patience, and wisdom. Fathers are especially needed to civilize their sons. We must not ignore, facilitate, or excuse wrong behavior in our children. But I believe a father's kindness doesn't have to make children fragile. It can make them stronger. Our Heavenly Father's love and kindness for us is there to make us stronger and help us become overcomers, help us win the race for eternal life. A child who grows up with parental kindness is normally better able to learn empathy, patience, and self-worth. They are usually better equipped to handle conflict and to lead with compassion and stand up for what's right. So I want to make a call to fathers. As we look forward to Father's Day, I want to challenge every human father here to be the man your children can come to without fear. Be the voice that encourages when the world criticizes. Be the example of kindness they will carry into their own families one day. Because long after the toys are gone, the games are over, and the homework is forgotten, your kindness will remain in their hearts. Fathers, you have the power to shape the future, not just through what you provide, but through how you love. One day your children will tell stories about you, and let those stories be filled with moments of patience, laughter, and compassion. Let them say, among other great things, my dad taught me to be kind. Kindness. That, I believe, is one of the greatest gifts you can give, not just to your children, but to the world. Happy Father's Day.